The Kohler Company, in Kohler, Wisconsin, has a long history of contributing to the state's economy and its green space. In the 1960s, the company donated land along Lake Michigan, just south of Sheboygan, which became Kohler-Andre State Park. Today, it's among Wisconsin's favorite recreational destinations. Now Kohler Company wants to build a golf course just above the park on property it owns. That plan pleases some, and it worries others, especially those who live closest to the site. The project is moving through the permitting process, and it requires that environmental impacts be considered. The DNR has drafted such a report and is holding a public hearing in Sheboygan this evening. Quentin Carpenter has closely scrutinized that DNR document. The wetlands expert was contracted to review the golf course plan by Friends of the Black River Forest. That's a citizens group which is concerned about the impact the proposed golf course would have on the surrounding wetlands. Carpenter shares some of his takeaways from the draft environmental impact statement with WUWM's environmental reporter, Susan Bentz.
What stands out in my mind is the disconnect between what the field reports from the consultant staff and from the DNR staff say versus what the summary comments are. The summary comments are just absolutely vague and full of what I call weasel words. It may eventually do this. It might happen. Could increase the potential for damage. They basically don't say anything, whereas the information supplied is that this is a unique site. It certainly would qualify for a very high status, a state natural area, just like the Kohler-Andre piece that's next to it. In fact, probably the wetlands on the piece in question are probably better than the ones that continue right south into the park property. So this is it's very, very clear from all of the field reports that this is a really special site.
You're saying that there's material within this draft environmental impact statement that signal the importance of this area, but that information is then not reflected in the summary. Is that right?
There's a little bit in the summary that kind of factually says that this is highly rated, but then the summary pretty much just looks at the very narrow, okay, it's going to take this many wetlands out of so many wetlands that are present. Mostly it just says it's going to require a permit for this, permit for that. We know that already. It's clearly trying to avoid the hard truth that this is going to be a major impact that's going to change the complete nature of the site. How do you go to a site, remove 50% of the trees? It's no longer the same type of forest. It's going to be openings. If you want to see what it looked like, you just go to Google Earth and see what it looks like today and then look at the figure that shows what it will look like when it's finished. It has some of the contours, but that's about what's left. This site has a set of relic dunes, with the most recent ones having wetlands still in them, and then there are lots of scattered wetlands here and there along that side. But the golf course, that's where the rare wetlands are.
So, Quentin, the public hearing that will take place gives people the opportunity to comment on the wetland permit, which I believe the DNR has already tentatively is on the verge of permitting, as well as this draft EIS. And I read just in the preface to the EIS document that the purpose of an EIS is to inform decision makers and the public about alternative courses of action and the anticipated effects of those alternatives on the quality of the human environment that could result from department actions. Do you think
that's what I taught the students? But it's certainly not the case here. Yes, I mean, the purpose of the EIS is solely for providing information and predictions. And one of the more hilarious things in the report is right at the end where the DNR, where they say, quote, there is a low degree of risk and uncertainty in predicting environmental effects, as the analysis has relied on the expertise of department professionals who have evaluated numerous major development projects. So they're saying that they feel very competent in predicting the environmental effects. But if you read up above, they really don't predict anything. Someone reading it would not get the sense of what is going to happen. The ridges are going to be graded down and smooth. You can't play on the top of a dune. You can't put a road there. You can't put a golf course path there. That's going to spread them out toward the wetlands that are on the edges. There's supposed to be some little filter strips that are supposed to catch everything before it gets down to the groundwater and then flows into the wetlands, but that is so close that that's hardly realistic. Any person who has experience with it can see that in a few years, all the wetlands on the lakeside are likely to be degraded. There may still be wetlands there, but they won't look much like the ones that are there now that have 40, 50, 60 species in them. These ridge and swale wetlands are classified by DNR, by the federal government, as rare and threatened wetlands. And this is one of the better examples and probably the best example in southern Wisconsin. So that's the situation, is that there's a major development right on the edge of the most fragile wetlands that you could think of. And the predictions from the soil people is that stuff will run through. These sandy soils, soils are 98% sand, so anything that gets into them just goes right down. The groundwater, in many places, the groundwater is only 1, 2, 3, 4 feet below the surface, so there isn't like you've got a long time to have something filtered out or to change it. It's pretty clear that there's a disconnect between the reality of what's going on and what is being revealed in the impact analysis statement. And that's most unfortunate.
So what one should anticipate or what one looks for in an environmental impact process, if this percent of wetlands or the forest are can anticipate these impacts?
The major purpose is to predict the effects on the environment. And then people can make the decision, okay, we're going to trade off this value for economic value or for some public use value, as in a highway or something. But if you don't truly reveal the likely consequences of the action, then the process is not working. Because when the summaries don't match the data, there's a problem. Because what most of the regulators are going to read is just the summary statements. And take a look at them and you can see that they just don't say much for such a major project. I mean, we're talking mutual millions and supposed large economic benefits, which others can comment on that. But it's also very clear that there will be detrimental effects on the wetlands. I mean, golf courses are unnatural creatures that have to stay green during the playing season, so they have to be constantly, just like people's lawns, have to be watered and fed. This site is essentially closer to a desert than anything else around here because it's all sand. And it currently, when it rains, it gets a little green, and when it gets midsummer, it turns brown. It's also mostly forested, but it's a thin forest, so that a lot of light gets through. There are suitability ratings of soils for golf courses, and these are rated as severely limited in compatibility with golf courses. There's absolutely no mention of that in the summary statements.
Quentin Carpenter is a wetlands expert and retired UW-Madison senior lecturer. He shared his take on the environmental impact report drafted by the Wisconsin DNR for the proposed Kohler Golf Course along Lake Michigan in Sheboygan County. Carpenter was hired by Friends of the Black River Forest, a group concerned about the proposed golf course, to review the draft. The DNR is holding a public hearing this evening at the University of Wisconsin, Sheboygan. We did reach out to the Kohler Company for comment. A spokesperson told us the team is, quote, very busy and not able to meet with you, unquote. However, Dirk Willis with Kohler did share this statement with us that reads in part, Kohler Company is pleased to reach this major milestone in the ongoing review of our public golf course project and remains committed to following the appropriate process as we move the project forward. You can read Kohler's full statement and learn more about the entire project at wuwm.com. Thank you.